This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The 57th annual Butler Homecoming takes place this weekend, and things get started tonight. WSMI's David Jenkins had a chance to catch up with Don Walker of Butler, and Don says the homecoming kicks things off this evening with their annual fish fry from 4:30 to 7:30, and the kids' pedal tractor pull at 7 o'clock.
We lead off with our ever-popular, very good river fish fry. It's, you know, that particular fish takes a lot of work, but we do it, and we get good reports, and we get in 300 pounds. We'd like to up that, but so far we haven't, and we like to sell out that night. And then after we have our fish fry, it's an all-you-can-eat thing with a lot of extra trimmings that go with it. Why, we have the kids' pedal tractor pull and pedal tractor races, and it'll be conducted by the FFA Club of Hillsborough this year.
And Saturday is a day full of pulls. Tractors get started at 11 a.m., and Don says they've changed the classes this year.
Going to try to start around 11 o'clock. This will have portable scales on the ground, and this is the first time in all the years that this is strictly for tractors 1959 and older, are otherwise called antique tractors. And I certainly hope that the guys turn out for this. And we're featuring a couple of classes that are strictly for Oliver tractors only, because we had one of the locals that passed away last fall, and he pulled Oliver tractors, and his family donated money to be given away as prizes. And so that has led to the antique tractors and the two special Oliver classes.
The final event on Saturday is the truck pulls, and Don says they plan to start those at 6 o'clock.
And at 6 o'clock, we hope to start the trucks. I renamed it this year a beginner's class. You know, you got to give these young kids or young men a chance, and they don't want to pull against a seasoned veteran.
No, not at all.
Because they don't have much of a chance. So right. This particular class is for the beginner, and I ask that they have drive shaft loops, and all that they need is a chain put around their drive shaft and to have their own clevis so we can hook up the big hook. And then we go to a factory stock class, which otherwise these guys would have been in. And these trucks are pretty much, they've been tinkered with a little bit.
Slight modifications.
They run very good.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have the CITP boys. They will be pulling two classes of the two-wheel drive and then two classes of the super stock. And they have their own rules, and so they have to police their own deal.
Sure.
And in the diesel trucks, very popular, but I got tired of trying to distinguish between a stock diesel and a hot diesel. So we've just got an 8500. You pull what you bring. And then we got a 4x4 modified 6,200-pound class. And then, providing there's enough two-wheel drives that don't get tore up, we're going to have a powder puff for the women.
And if you have questions or would like more info about the pulls, you can contact Don Walker at 217-532-2441. In other news, the Illinois State Fair is less than a week away as it kicks off next week Thursday. A press conference was held in the ag tent on the fairgrounds yesterday morning, and fair manager Kevin Gordon pointed out that not only is agriculture a key part of the fair, but so are the grandstand events. And so far, ticket sales are up from last year.
Ultimately, we are an agricultural fair, and we fully understand that. We are very proud of that. One of the other driving forces and factors that bring people out to the fairgrounds is our grandstand lineup. And what that is, basically that grandstand lineup every year is a jigsaw puzzle. We're limited budgetarily-wise, obviously. The number we can have, the routing, availability, the logistics, we get a lot of calls, or at least I get a lot of calls. Well, you know, why can't you go get Taylor Swift? Why can't you go Kenny Chesney? Well, that's their 1.5 million. She's 2.5 million to walk in the door, which is a lot more than our entire budget for 11 days. But we do the best we can. We work through a gentleman by the name of Greg Walton, who is our production agent, Fun Fairs and Festivals out of Chicago, who's obviously done a great job since we hired him several years ago. 2016, we have set the bar, or from 2016, we have set the bar extremely high this year. Last year, we set an all-time ticket record of 58,500 tickets and brought in over $2.1 million in revenue at our grandstand alone. This year, and again, could happen, maybe not. Right now, we're ahead of last year's sales. Of our investment, we've already recouped about 84 to 85%, which is 5% more of where we were at this date last year. So, fingers crossed, maybe we'll do it again. We have a very fantastic and diverse lineup this year. Pentatonix, who is an a cappella group, something very much out of the box. I was a bit apprehensive about that. We decided to go ahead and book them. Right now they're pushing 10,500 tickets, leading sales. The next in line is Five Finger Death Punch, which is a hard rock band on the second Saturday. They're pushing 10,000 tickets at this point. And then country, which is, this is very surprising. The 18 years I've been out here historically, the country acts have always sold the best, except for this is the first year it hasn't happened. Alabama right now is pushing about 5,000.
Illinois State Fair manager Kevin Gordon, and I do have the list of grandstand performances. Starting on Thursday, August 10th, there will be a free concert performed by Foghat. Friday, August 11th, Chase Rice, accompanied by Runaway June and Chris Kavanaugh. Saturday, August 12th, Pentatonix will perform. Sunday, the 13th, Brad Paisley, Dustin Lynch, Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Monday, August 14th, this will be a free concert. Herman's Hermits will perform. Tuesday, August 15th, Sublime with Rome and Blues Traveler. Wednesday, August 16th, Alabama and Neil McCoy. Thursday, August 17th, Jason Derulo. Friday, August 18th will be the Southern Uprising Tour featuring Montgomery Gentry, the Charlie Daniels Band, the Marshall Tucker Band, and the Outlaws. Saturday, the 19th, Five Finger Death Punch will perform. And Sunday, August 20th will be John Mellencamp and Carlene Carter. And be sure to tune in to the Farm Show on Monday morning as we will again visit with Kevin Gordon, but this time about the Coliseum on the fairgrounds and how fairgoers can celebrate and learn about Illinois agriculture. And before we wrap up, I have one community event to tell you about. The Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn today and tomorrow from 8 to noon in the Gillespie United Methodist Church parking lot. So again, Gillespie FFA, selling sweet corn 8 to noon today and tomorrow. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.